Hey, you guys, what's up? It's Monday, August 20th. It's about 8:12 California time. Here for your third episode of Off the Cuff. All alone. I guess we'll just call this this episode Off the Cuff, All Alone. Coming at you so quick. Here we go. What's up, you guys? It's Rick Rock, and I'm all alone, but that's okay. I got my phone with me, but this episode is just going to be pretty much me to the neck, and for all you guys on the East Coast, to the neck. I don't know if to the neck is a West Coast thing, but all I know is to the neck means pretty much you're just by yourself, so yeah, I'm by myself. I'm to the neck. Yeah, so if you're out there delivering mail on the East Coast by yourself, you're pretty much to the neck. Try to use that in a sentence on the MMC. If you listen to this episode 3, All Alone, to the neck. Maybe we should just call this episode to the neck. Anyway, man, it's been a crazy 3 weeks. We had the whole postage due fiasco. Yeah, I'll call that a fiasco. They got some of the members of the Postage Due podcast, if you want to call it, got mad from my constructive criticism. And yeah, that sucks, huh? People get their feelings hurt when you're just trying to give them advice on how to get a better show. Yeah, all three of them bailed off the page. One of them's wife got involved and was sending me messages. I was like, man, what is that all about? But one of the members stayed, and man, the rest is history. So, man, lots of stuff going on though. Then we had, like, God, the whole Brian Sizek thing came up again to the, like, shit that just floats up after you flush the toilet, that little piece of shit that floats up to the top you just can't get rid of. No matter how many times you flush the toilet, it just fucking doesn't go down. It just fucking, that little tiny piece just floats back up to the top. That's Brian Sizek. He's the guy that embezzled money to supposedly pay for his gambling debts or his loan. What is it? Some kind of fucking loan. Fucking, I forget the name of it. Loan lenders. What is that shit called? Fucking when you borrow money from one of those fucking computer fucking loan departments. $9,000? Good God, you fucking piece of shit. Brian Sizek, I don't know how the fuck you pulled that one off, but fuck. God. I'm pretty sure karma's gonna just kick you in the fucking ass from here to fucking shit street. I don't know. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you just, I don't even know how you could walk around as a mailman and have people look at you. Like, I mean, you'd probably have to switch offices. You couldn't be in the same office. But yeah, so the guy steals money, and man, he's got a bunch of people, a bunch of the rejects. We used to have another page on the MMC. It was called MMC Island, and we started it. Paul Gallegos, me, and Lewis, and a couple other people started it, and it was where we kicked all the rejects to. Like, I don't know. If you were booted off the MMC, you just ended up on MMC Island. Anyway, MMC Island turned into the Misfits. So, like, if you're on the Misfits, it's because you were kicked off of the MMC. You're kind of just like a castaway. Like Tom Hanks, you know, and Wilson. Like, and the only thing you have when you're on the Misfits is you talk about when the MMC was good. Like, oh man, the MMC was good back when I was on it. Like back then, it was so good. Like back then, you know, fuck. Yeah, back when it first started, it was good. But that was before you got kicked off. Like, you don't know nothing about it now. Like, it's still good. You just aren't a part of it. If people talk about bullying, like, oh, they're just bullies. Man, I don't know. Are we bullies? Am I a bully? I don't think I'm a bully. Man, I just fucking talk shit about shit that needs to be talked about. I wouldn't call that bullying. Would you call it bullying? I don't call it bullying. There's nothing wrong with fucking calling people out. Like, what's wrong? Like, why, you know, what's wrong with me talking about Brian Sizek? The guy's fucking a lowlife. Like, I'm pretty sure when he looks in the mirror, he's like, I'm a fucking lowlife. Fucking, I did some shit. And like, the only reason it stopped was because I got caught. You know? Golly. But so like, I brought up him and, oh, I guess a lot of people got mad. And, man, fuck them. It's the truth. Man, the truth fucking hurts. But, like, you know, like, I feel like as long as you can look at yourself in the mirror, though, and you could look, you honestly just take a look at yourself in the mirror every day, and you're just like, you know what? Man, I'm living right. I'm fucking living right. You know? Fuck having all those skeletons in your closet. Like, oh, I fucking embezzled fucking $9,000. I swapped a TV from a raffle, instead of a 47 inch, I put a 40 inch in there. My old TV with like a mismatched remote, and gave it to the raffle winner. Yeah, Brian Sizek. Scamming his own coworkers out of raffle prizes. Bet you didn't know that one, Misfits. Ask him one day. Ask him about the raffle prize. Hey, what happened to that raffle prize? The one with it was supposed to be a fucking brand new TV. And it was a old TV with fucking a fucking remote that wasn't even fucking new. All scratched up and shit. What's up with that, Brian? But yeah, you know what? Like, shit. Bullies. Man, no, there's no way. No way. I'm not. You know what? Maybe I'm like is there such thing as a good bully? It's got to be such thing as a good bully. Man, especially the ones that fucking never let fucking pieces of shit know that they're pieces of shit. Oh, God. But yeah, so anyway. Man, so the weirdest shit happened during all this Sizek fucking shit. Man, something so organic came about. So organic. I was talking to Dylan. And, man, I had been talking to Alicia earlier this week. And we were talking about T-shirts, campaigns, and whatnot. And so, man, I hit up Dylan. And I'm like, Dylan, man, what's up with a design? Like, this Cobra Kai page is starting to get a life. It's starting to get, like, a buzz to it. Man, let's do, like, a campaign. Because I actually went to go buy. I actually bought a Cobra Kai shirt off of Amazon. Because everybody was posting pictures of Cobra Kai shirts. And I was like, I want a fucking Cobra Kai shirt. I just started watching this show, too, on YouTube Red. You know, the new show that's out where they're adults. And fuck, I'm a Johnny fan, Johnny Lawrence. But anyway, that's off the topic. It's a great show though. You gotta watch it. If you haven't watched the new Karate Kid Cobra Kai show, man, you need to watch Cobra Kai. If you got a Fire Stick, you can just watch it on your Fire Stick. Just pull up Terrarium, fucking binge it, binge all the episodes, and you tell me what team you want to be on. It's freaking pretty awesome. I have to, dude, I love the old music too. Like, they have like the old music, they got 80s music, and they use the real music. I love TV shows that have the old music on there, like The Wonder Years. They had like the real songs, like on the episodes. Like, you can't beat that. So anyway, they have all the 80s music on Cobra Kai, and like flashback memory scenes and backstory of like the movies, and it's just, man, it's pretty nostalgic, if you call it that, nostalgic. So anyway, I hit up Dylan and I was like, Dylan, man, can we make like a design of like the Cobra Kai and somehow incorporate like the MMC fucking into it? And he's like, yeah, we could do that. And I was like, dude, that's awesome. So I sent him like the template of how it would look. And sure enough, man, he sat down, hit me back, and he was like, what do you think of this? Man, and then we came up with a t-shirt design, and it's freaking awesome. Big shout out to Dylan. Dylan Star Joan Cates. Man, awesome t-shirt design. We're going to get those out too, probably in a couple days. Get them up and running. And we're going to do a campaign. I wanted to do something about with cancer, because earlier I saw a post, and it was about a young lady, and 35 years old, battling cancer, going through chemotherapy. And her old post office got behind her, supported her. Man, it brings up a lot of stuff, you know, cancer, like, just in my own family, you know, like, I think we've all been hit, like, with cancer in some shape or form of, or how do you say it, one shape or another. Like, I know, like, I was reading through some of the comments on the post, and it was just saying that there was a lot of comments of how a lot of us, you know, just the stories, the fights, the battles, some of us victorious, and some of us, you know, saying goodbye to the people that we love the most. But you know, that's another thing. Like, this group, that MMC group, is just, you know, so unique, because we get called bullies, and you know, people's feelings get hurt, and we roast people get roasted. But at the end of the day, like, we're so clutch. Like, you know, what other page do you know on Facebook that just has members make designs and put them on t-shirts? And we sell them, and then take the proceeds and just donate it to like a charity. You know, like, where does that happen? It's so fucking organic. Like, who's doing it? Who else does it? You know, like, man, then we had this one lady question, like, oh, are they keeping the money? Do they keep the money? So, like, after the first time, like, we just started filming it, the donation. So that's the way we'll do it from here on out. And plus, when Leisha donates the money, she gets all the, like, what do you call it? You call that junk mail, Leisha? When you get, like, junk mail sent to your house to donate more from that specific charity. But I think this time we're going to donate to the Cancer Research Institute. At first, I was thinking we would donate to the American Cancer Society. But Alicia sent me a link on that particular one. And, man, a lot of the donations, they don't go as far as you think. Like, when they're donated. Like, there's, you know, people got to get paid, of course. But I wanted to find, like, a site like St. Jude's where your money is just going to you to where it needs to get to. You know, like, if I gave you $5 for lunch and you got a dollar of it to eat, like, it's pretty much, man, you're not getting your no bang for your buck. So I decided, we decided to go with this one. And it covers like all forms of cancer, you know. So, but yeah, man, sitting here. I'm sitting in my room right now, just thinking, like, man, that's really something so special. Like, when you could do something like that, and you know, and not even think twice. Like, ooh. Man, we should just probably do this more, a little more often, but it takes a lot of work to do. Like, you know, there's those other sites, you know, you see, like, where they sell t-shirts, like, postal employees need t-shirts too. And, man, that's a lot of work. That's gotta be like a full-time job. Like, that's a lot of work. But I figure just once in a while, you know, we do this and come together and make it happen. But yeah, it's like 8:30 now, 16 minutes in. Johnny's on vacation. Everybody else on the East Coast probably sleep. I just wanted to touch base and come in here and say what's up to everybody out there, especially, you know, in MMC land. God, Dylan's been coming through on videos lately too. I was telling him, man, it's like a breath of fresh air. Like, man, it's like a new director's, there's a new director in town. You know, there's Spielberg and now there's freaking John Landis. Just got some, like, an just, it feels, man, feels really good, actually. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to the kind of campaign launch and, you know, getting it going and just doing something good, coming together again. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, so I think I'm gonna let you guys go. Gotta get ready for work tomorrow. And man, I'll see you on the MMC. Holla, 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 holla.